All women become like their mothers. That is their tragedy. No man does. That's his. I shut the slim book with a decisive thwack and slide it back into my purse. Not me. Never me. This isn't a statement of fact from Oscar Wilde. It's my motivation to prove him wrong. I may not know the names of all the presidents who have walked the corridors of the Élysée Palace, or why macarons from Paris, only from Paris, ignite in your mouth like mini explosions. But I know I'd rather die than become like my mother.
Mois ancienne, mademoiselle?
The waitress pauses by my table on her way to the bar, and I catch her glancing at my fingers. They're clenched around the stem of my glass so tightly the whites of my knuckles are showing.
Non, merci.
I smile up at her, loosening my grip.
Are you sure?
She arches a knowing eyebrow.
Oui,
I say more firmly.
My kingdom sleeps. Light streams through the stained glass windows, stripping the blackjack tables of their sin and burnishing the golden tips of the static roulette wheels. The cries of the slot machines are jarring in their silence. Their parapets of neon lay dormant and dull. I'm carving a path through this wasteland with my dead father's words playing on a loop inside my head, drumming beats and rhythm into my stride.